In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Director of Export Services Cheyenne McIndaffer says the United Nations Food Systems Summit raised serious concerns among U.S. ag organizations, but ultimately proved to be a rallying point.
The United Nations Food Systems Summit has been an 18-month-plus process, and it's really evolved and ended up being very different than I think a lot of folks in the U.S. ag industry anticipated. A lot of U.S. ag groups started to have some major concerns with some of the initial language, because a lot of that verbiage initially had negative connotations and negative focus on animal protein and livestock production. And that's really where we started to see coalitions and groups form in the U.S. to not only tell the entire U.S. ag story, but also to band together and talk about the benefits of animal protein globally. We really saw the protein groups come together and say, this isn't just a conversation about red meat. This is an attack on dairy. This is an attack on poultry and eggs. And that really brought us together to not only promote positive animal protein and livestock messaging coming out of the major producers and exporters around the world, like us and Canada, Australia, but also really pushed us to focus on what is the total U.S. ag message. Our focus here is technology, innovation, productivity. We produce so much, and by doing so, we use less resources, we use less land, we use less water, and that has huge sustainability benefits.
At least for now, McIndaffer views the event as having a positive outcome for U.S. animal agriculture.
Are there coalitions that do have some anti-livestock or anti-animal protein language? Yes. But as far as a larger UN statement that there's no place for animal protein on the table, that didn't come. So we consider that at least an initial win compared to what we were fearing earlier this year.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.